I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder, and joining me now on the program, our final guest for the show, is Nancy DeCherney, Executive Director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Hello, Nancy.
Hey, Cheryl. Good to see you. How are you?
Oof, I'm doing great. I'm having fun hanging out on this program today. Talking to all sorts of interesting people. It's good to see you over Zoom. So as always, Nancy, you've come on this show and you have so much going on at the Arts Council that we get to talk about. I thought maybe we could start by talking about First Friday coming up in just 2 days. Yeah. So can you share how that's working and who some of the artists are that interested people can check out?
Yes, absolutely. And more things are opening up live. We, of course, are still doing ours virtually, which I think is a lovely option because you can see it whenever or from the comfort of your own home. We have Tess Olympia Ramsey. Her show is called Fire and Rain. It's a solo exhibit. She is kind of comic sketches to more detailed compositions. They're all things that she has done during this time of quarantine. So really interesting show. Stop in to our jahc.org and click on the First Friday button, which will take you to all these. COPA has Patty Hutchins Jupe. She has an exhibit featuring Juno and Alaska's intimate relationship with bears. So we are back. It's a little reminder that it's spring. Portraits of Juno's favorite bear, Nikki, and her cubs from Mendenhall Glacier and some other bears from around Glacier Bay and such. Cam Burns is the featured artist at the Juno Artist Gallery. He will be there from 4 to 5:30. He is really a wonderful person to talk to. He's been around Juno for so long. He's a photographer. Many of you probably know him. His photos are wonderful. And he just enjoys visiting with people and sharing information. So stop in. That's one of the live ones. You can actually go. It's in the Senate building on the first floor. Sketch Studio, M.K. McNaughton, is doing an online gallery of small works. It's original oil paintings. It's a digital show. It'll open at noon on First Friday, and you can purchase them right there online. You can also visit her sketch studio, which is downtown, during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 11 to 4, or you can call her and make an appointment and come at your convenience. You know, she has all kinds of cute little things. I think of her stuff as perfect for little spring baskets and such like that, her little chicks and things like that. Very much fun. So stop in there. Sea Alaska is going to do a virtual Q&A with Ed Littlefield, who probably many of you know as a really wonderful jazz musician, percussionist. Jay Zeller will have a live virtual Q&A on Facebook with him at 5 p.m. So stop in and listen to that. They will be open for walk-in customers, the Heritage Store, from 10 to 6 p.m. There may be other things going on, but that's what I know about right now. And like I said, it's exciting that it's starting to open up.
Yeah. Bit. So it sounds like for this First Friday, there's a mix of virtual art and then the opportunity to go in person, masked, presumably, for those who would like to be out and about. So terrific. Some of the other things that you have going on, there's an Easter egg hunt. Tell us more.
That is on Saturday morning from 10 until 2. And it's not your normal Easter egg hunt. There are eggs that are going to be hidden around the Overstreet Park, which is the whale park. I guess they'll be covered in snow. I don't really know. But you go onto the website. There's a link on our website, and you can get this. It's a form, and there are 12 eggs hidden. They all look different, and they have a little ID number. So when you find them, you fill out your form and say that you found them. And if you find at least 6 or all the way up to 12, send the form in and you could possibly win a giant chocolate Easter egg that Sweet Song Chocolates has made. And it's filled with other things.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So you have to describe how giant is giant. Are we talking like football size Easter egg?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, like make a soccer ball. Mm-hmm. I've just seen photos, so yeah, it's a good size.
Great. Well, you that's know, super fun.
It all at once.
Yeah, that's super fun and a great way for families to get out at this time. So that's great. You have one of the services that the Jack offers is the opportunity for artists to display their work in the Jack Gallery. You have an application process coming up. Do you want to give a little information about that?
Immediately, there's two calls out right now. One is from the Alaska Breastfeeds Association. They have a show that will be at the Jack in September, but the applications need to be in by August 15th. And you can get that information on our website. And then we have our biennial juried art show. This year, Allison Bremner's The Juror. That is our show for the month of June. And those applications are due in on April 30th. So lots of opportunities for people. We will be, again, getting ready for the season. The shows from October around to the next spring. We are not quite ready to accept those applications yet, but people who are interested should be thinking about it and getting things ready for that. Other things we've got coming up, well, we just posted the art community art calls, the little prompts, so that you can go do your own art and post it. We will be posting all the poetry omnibus things on our Instagram. As people may or may not know, that poetry gets posted on the city buses, and it's up for a year. It's all poetry written by locals, and it's Poetry Month, so our poems are going up this month, and I will be posting all those poems on Instagram. Also, Title Echoes is out, and we have that on our website through the online gallery, and that's the UAS collection of poetry and writings, so that's ready to go for Poetry Month as well. I think we're going to be doing, K2 has got some collaboration with us regarding Poetry Out Loud.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to be broadcasting, you're putting me on the spot, I believe it is Monday, April 14th. I'm going to get that date wrong. We'll get back to you with the solid information, but we're going to be broadcasting the audio of Poetry Out Loud. And as we have partnered many years, we also are doing video, which we're going to be, it's not happening live in person in years past, as we've done in years past, but we have a COVID remedy in place, and both video and audio of Poetry Out Loud is happening this year. So that's a great partnership.
Yeah, and we've, this year, like many things with COVID, it's caused us to evolve how we do things. And I think we have done the coaching that we give the kids, I think we've kind of decided we liked the virtual coaching. It allowed for more coaching, and I think the kids did really well. So it may be something that we will blend into when we can go back to doing it live again. Other things, we've got our art glasses coming up on April 8th. I still have trouble that it's April already. Kathleen Harper will show you how to make rain mobiles that are all sparkly. So as we're sitting here in this gray, miserable, drippy day, you can have a rainmobile outside that'll make everything seem much brighter. And oops, I'm sorry, I've got a little
No problem. And is there a limit on the number of people who can join for the art class?
Yep, that's, I think, 15. You sign up for it, and all your registration fee includes your supplies, which will be delivered to your home. So all of that sort of stuff. And of course, wearable art is front and center in our minds. We are working hard on that. It's going to be exciting. It's all going to be pretty much virtual. There'll be a live gallery. We're getting all the things ready. If you're interested, go to the website and click on the intergalactic button and get ready to launch, because it's going to be really fun.
Okay, remind us of the dates for that. When is the virtual wearable art happening?
It starts on May 14th and 15th with live streams. Then we're going to have trivia nights. We're going to have curated conversations about fashion, like how it fits into our history and all that sort of stuff. We haven't set all of those yet, but there's also going to be a live opportunity for you to walk around and see the exhibits up close. We'll have a drive-in movie of the whole lot. If you missed the live stream, it's going to be shown that way. We have all kinds of things. you know, we had to get all kind of creative. You know how that is. And so everybody's doing new and exciting things. And I'm really impressed with all the stuff that everybody has come up with. And by the way, I want to just remind people that go to our website, jahc.org. We have a community calendar there because there's a lot of stuff going on. And if you want to get your things on there, you can. We're doing the postering. People keep asking about that. And we do have that going on. You take your posters to Capital Copy because we don't have a building yet, but we're hoping to soon. But
yeah,
and the scholarship applications normally would be due tomorrow. Do not panic. They're not going to be due until May 31st, because that will be after Wearable Art, which is our primary fundraiser for the scholarships and the individual artist grants. When we see how much money we've been able to raise, we'll know what we can do for scholarships. So it's a little nudge to those of you who support the scholarships to be sure to do that. And for those of you that are trying to apply and freaking out because you thought it was tomorrow, take a deep breath. You're okay. You got till May 31st.
Okay. Well, Nancy, we have certainly covered a lot of ground here, from scholarships to wearable art to First Friday, the egg hunt on Saturday. So much going on. Your website has all of this information very well organized. So if folks are wanting, if you're having a hard time keeping track of it all and when you're supposed to be where and when you submit what applications, just go to jahc.org and there's a whole bunch of information there for you. Nancy, did we forget anything today?
I don't know. I think we're pretty much good. And I really appreciate you guys. You know, it's great to see spring coming. The light is helping. The slush is not helping. But we're going to get there and it's going to be a wonderful summer. So I'm really looking forward to seeing people soon.
Absolutely. And lovely to have you on the program today, Nancy. Thank you so much for all that you do to keep our community connected and engaged in the arts.
Thank you. See you, Cheryl.
Okay. Bye, Nancy.